Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Those two are bitches.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, where you at?
515-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Things happen for a reason, and I truly believe that. We'll be back here for Game 7.
You said that you'll be back here for Game 7.
We will.
What gives you the confidence that you'll
Because
win game
we
seven?
Will.
Breaking shoot, he's gone! Walked into a blast, top right wing circle. He blisters it by Bobrovsky.
It's the Russ moving and shooting off the play. And then following Krejci, he scores! Krejci! And it's 1-0 Bruins.
Foligno, Isla Jones fires. Rask the glove save as Duchesne worked over on in front. And then he got a bunch of Blue Jackets cut to the cage. And the Bruins clearing up the trash. Shoots, Bobrovsky the save, they score! Coyle and Johansson came across the line, crisscross, created some space for Marcus Johansson, and he hammers one by Sergei Bobrovsky. It hit his pad, went behind him, and trickled in. 2-0 Bruins!
You'll be back here for Game 7.
We will.
What gives you the confidence that you'll
Because we will.
Through the near circle, centered out in front, they score! David Backes, his first goal in the playoffs, and chipped the top shelf, 3-0 Bruins!
Kruger, the man breaking, Backes, he scores! David Backes, and it's 3-0
They score! The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
Good morning. We are the Touch and Rich Radio Program, Town Fair Tire Studios. You can give us a call, 617-779-0985. And what a night for your Boston Bruins. Almost everyone played very well last night. But Tuukka Rask was the best of them all.
Oh, my God. Like three games in a row, he's just been otherworldly.
We were waiting. This is the series.
Yep.
Right?
It was the series, and he did it. And he did it, and on top of that, there's a lot of pee and vinegar going on behind the scenes with this Bruins team, and there's also a lot of pearl clutching as far as how certain members of the team acted afterwards. I don't know, and I'm starting to learn kind of where it all came from, but Brad Marchand, after the game, was in no mood to talk to anybody, and I'm starting to kind of put the pieces together as to why he might be so pissed off. Because you would think it was one thing. Because remember when he got a little snippy to Ty Anderson after game, it was the game before this one. After they played well, when the first line had their best game, he was kind of snippy to him. Well, last night he took that to a new level, and if that's what helps them play better, then God bless them. But there are people this morning who are legitimately, there was a, I guess it was on Canadian television, they were saying Brad Marchand should have been fined for his post-game comments. We'll play the audio in its entirety.
Because he wouldn't talk later to on. TSN?
He was answering like one or two word answers. He's truly pissed.
Give the guy credit. He's like, I think I know where this is going. I'm like, all right.
Oh, it went further than that. I don't know if you heard it. It didn't end there. It wasn't just the on-ice interview. Like, in the locker room. Like,
I did not hear the locker. Great. I heard all the on-ice stuff I thought was very funny.
Fred, we'll play it in its entirety. I got to see if we can dig up the Canadian television station saying that Brad Marchand should be fired. Or not fired, fined for all this. I mean, it's the game had everything last night. There were Instagram videos from Pasternak where he looks like he hopped up. The dude is like happy as can be. Pasternak is, and when he's happy and he's speaking and his teeth are all jacked up, there's nothing better. It just warms the soul. So what a win last night, man. And you're right, Fred, going into this Eastern Conference final, it's tough to pick out anything that's not playing about as well as you'd want it to.
Chara.
Well, I mean, other than Chara. I mean, but we know what Chara is. But all four lines are playing well. You're worried a little bit about what's going to happen with McAvoy.
Yes.
So, I don't think McAvoy gets suspended for that.
You know what helped? What helped was after the game, you saw the two of them shaking hands on the ice, and they were tapping each other on the back and smiling and
Anderson
laughing.
Anderson did not miss a shift, which also works in McAvoy's favor.
So
he sold it a little bit, obviously, and they shook hands, and he was fine afterwards.
What was the hit to the head that there was no?
It was Backes in the corner, got an elbow. It might have actually been from Anderson, was it not?
Oh,
I'm trying to remember.
I just know that there was a lot of, well, if you can't, you don't suspend him, then you can't suspend him. And to that, I say, I thought they're both pretty bad hits.
At first,
I know that McAvoy was going for the chest, and then it moved, and he hit him in the chest first, and then it went up. But
I don't know about that. He hit him in the head.
Yeah, in real time, it looked really bad.
Yeah.
Can we agree on that?
Sure.
In real time, it looked really bad, and then like the NHL is going to do, they're going to slow it down frame by frame. And yeah, it looked like he got the chest first, but it also looked like from the side, he saw him, targeted him, and leaned into him coming across.
Yes.
That's exactly what the NHL is trying to avoid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nearly as bad. It's not in the same universe, but it's that type of hit that Matt Cook laid on Mark Savard. It's not the same. It's completely different. Everyone understand that right now, but that's why the NHL has that rule. To avoid targeting a guy blindsided in the head. And that's what it looked like.
Yeah. And then, by the way, the goal they disallowed, they should have disallowed as well.
But I agree with that. But you don't think, so you thought it was a bad hit, but you don't think he'll get suspended.
I don't think he'll get suspended in the playoffs.
The fact that Anderson came back immediately certainly works in his favor. He's a first-time offender. He's not known for this kind of stuff. But the NHL's going to look at this.
Yeah, they're going to look at it and they'll fine him.
God, that handshake line, once again, is one of the oddest things in sports, and it's amazing. But the fact that the two of them afterwards, McAvoy and Anderson, just looked at each other and were like laughing about it. After you saw him on the ice, I mean, that's just, by the way, my respect level for Anderson went through the roof after that. That was pretty cool. But I don't get it. The only one who obviously it never really worked for was Lucic.
That's right. Was that Detroit? I'm trying to remember.
Montreal,
what team was that against?
Montreal,
I think. Montreal or Detroit? Well, they lost the series, so it couldn't have been Detroit.
It was Montreal.
It was probably Montreal.
And
that
it was
makes
just
sense.
Like, I'm going to F you up. I'm going to kill you.
That's
it was
right.
Like that type of thing.
Have you ever looked at an Avalanche Red Wing game during the 90s? They were not exactly kosher after the games.
Weren't the best handshake lines?
They did not like each other for real.
Oh, but how great is this? So when do we know when game one is going to be? Probably sometime this afternoon?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. There were all sorts of theories all over social media last night. Right now, TD Garden is booked on Friday for a possible game six for the Celtics. Right now, that does not look like a good possibility for the Celtics. But you still have, I think, both of the other Western Conference series are going to game seven.
Yeah.
There's one tonight and there's one tomorrow night. And if the NHL truly wants to wait until everything is finished, they have that opportunity now. So you figure the earliest it would be Thursday?
See, I don't think Thursday'd be awful. Because
Thursday,
if they announce it today, you get 2 days to sell tickets. You set the schedule for us, obviously, that would be great because you don't have to wait too long for another hockey game. But because you're right, if it's not Thursday, they'd have to wait till Saturday.
Unless the Celtics lose tomorrow night, and then they can change
but
that.
But they can't wait. They can't wait like that because then you only have a day to sell the tickets. You can't wait to put the schedule
Well, I mean, they announced the beginning of the Columbus Blue Jackets series with one day to spare.
No, that would mean that when they announce the schedule, it'd be like, tomorrow's the game.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
You can't do that. So you would have to have at least a day to have it out there to sell the tickets.
So you figure Thursday.
I'd hope so.
You figure Thursday. If it was going to be tomorrow night, they would have announced it last night. So you figure it's probably Thursday. Best guess.
Could have been. It would have been nice if they got a couple more days, but what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
But again, they take advantage of Carolina. Carolina has been sitting. This will be the fourth day that they've sat. And then they're going to sit at least two more. Well, and again, the Bruins are going to take advantage of a cold team with home ice advantage.
It's exactly what they did last time.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. So, if in theory, the teams have gotten easier and easier. Toronto's not as good as Columbus. Carolina's not as good. Or Columbus is better than Carolina.
And unlike this past series, the Bruins have a massive advantage in net in this upcoming series. Massive advantage in goal.
Well,
Bobrovsky
was not good last night. No, no,
that
no.
Second goal. He'll be thinking about that the entire summer.
Yeah, he was Nordstrom's goal. Yeah, a couple softies. So, but water finds its level, and then you have the tremendous Boston Celtics. For the first two periods, I was at a bar, and they had the game side by side. Was there a bar in Boston that was playing audio of the games that had the Celtic audio on?
I mean, you could probably switch between the two of them.
No.
More people wanted to watch the Bruins last night.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there was a bar in Boston where the Celtics audio was on.
Bruins game meant more last night, so I would bet the overwhelming majority, if not all of them, if given the opportunity with a lot of big screens playing both games, the Bruins would have gotten the advantage because they had a chance to move on and the Celtics did not.
All right. We will be back. We'll break down everything that happened last night in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Sports Hub. Missed something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub, or Toucher and Rich, and Rich, tale of two teams last night.
Yep, and it looks like John Tortorella won't be back in Boston for Game 7.
Now near point, Krug to the near circle. Centered out in front, they score! David Backes, his first goal of the playoffs, got his stick free on the area pass and chipped it top shelf. 3-0 Bruins.
So less than a day after the Blue Jackets coach John Tortorella said that the team had dented Tuukka Rask, he pitches a shutout. 3-0 the final scores. The Bees move on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2013. In a wire-to-wire domination, Tuukka Rask once again put in a masterful performance, his third in a row. And on top of that, it was good to see the wizardry of David Krejci back in action.
Here's DeBrusk, far circle. Shoots! And that one cranked up the crossbar. Krejci shoots. He scores! McDavid. Krejci walked into a blast. Top right wing circle. He blisters it by Bobrovsky. 1-0 Bruins.
Well, in a game full of positives, the only black mark is that, as we were mentioning before, there may be a chance Charlie McAvoy is not playing in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, thanks to this hit.
Chipped it up the far side. Chara steps into Anderson. He got labeled by McAvoy. Oh, McAvoy knocked him down, and Anderson is down. The referee with his arm in the air, and the Bruins are going to be shorthanded here at the tail end of the second.
Yeah, so McAvoy connects with Josh Anderson's head, and he leaves the skates as well, but only gets 2 minutes in the box. As Wallach mentioned, it did help that Anderson played the next shift and that the two seemed fairly cordial at the end of the game.
Well, they watched a replay, and they only gave him 2 minutes. So, I mean, they it wasn't just something that happened on the ice. I mean, they went back and looked at it. So if the refs on the ice didn't think that it was a major, I don't know why the league would suspend the guy.
Because it's happened before where people have looked at a tape and the league has still gone back and given a different judgment.
That is an option. It is.
Yeah, it's an option, but I would say that it bodes well for McAvoy that they went and looked at a tape for, you know, 10 minutes like they always do, and then they gave him the minor.
Then why did he get two? Because that's the one thing I can't understand. What was the justification?
An illegal hit to the head, I mean, that's usually a major penalty.
Yes.
By definition, but they still only gave him two.
Because maybe they felt that it was
a makeup call for the Backus thing?
No.
I don't think they were looking that far back.
I mean, that was a theory that was thrown out there. Because, listen,
but there's a lot of theories that are thrown out. I'm thinking that maybe they thought that, you know, he hit the body first.
Well, so that's what Charlie McAvoy was saying, is that he went for the chest. And, I mean, you could maybe make an argument that it did hit the top of his chest first and slid up to his head. But here was what McAvoy said about it.
Like I alluded to earlier, it was a hockey play. I tried to finish my check in a legal manner. And, you know, I was penalized 2 minutes and I served it. And I just came back and tried to be an impactful player. And fortunate enough, it wasn't a winning effort. I mean, we're going on to the next round.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, as I said, I watched it again, and, you know, he leaves his skates, and he launches upwards, and I don't know how you can defend that, and I still don't understand why he only got 2 minutes. I don't know if they did some sort of, you know, a press pull with the refs, but it seemed a little strange. I was as shocked as anybody.
All right, Billy, go ahead.
What I was seeing circling around on Twitter last night from the NHL website, you can, specifically, it's Rule 48 for a hit to the head. There's only a minor penalty that can be issued. You can't do a double minor and you can't do a major. The ref can still issue you a match penalty and kick you from the game, but according to the rule book, can't be anything more than 2 minutes.
See, that's what I thought they were going to do. I thought he was going to get kicked out of the game.
Well, they reviewed it and decided not to do it. So, I mean, Lord knows they sit there for five hours and review things. So, I mean, if they said that it didn't happen, I don't know what the league's going to do. I think the league's going to fine them. I mean, Backus got hit with an elbow in the jaw, and no one got suspended.
Well, it was that hit, and I thought about it, and I went back and looked at that hit. That hit was a little different in that the player was skating over and wasn't really looking at Backus. He wanted to check him, but it was more about the puck in the corner. That one last night was different. I mean, McAvoy lined him up. It was a lot different than the Backus.
He hit him with
his
shoulder, not the elbow. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So the reason why he only got a two-minute penalty for that was because the ref wanted to call him for a major as soon as he hit him in the head like that. But to call a check to the head, you can't call a major in a game penalty for that. You have to call either a minor penalty or a match penalty.
No.
That's why he didn't get the five in a game. You can't make that call and give him that penalty.
Well, then, Mike, do you think that because there's that gray area that the NHL is going to, I guess, try to make up for what they believe is a just punishment by levying some sort of fine or maybe even a suspension?
It could happen. What I think they're going to look at is I think they're going to see if when he's lining him up to make that hit, does it look like there's intent to injure there? Which I don't think it does. It looks like he was lining him up in the chest, split-second play happens, you miss your alignment by just a hair, and your chicken wing gets him in the chest, and then the shoulder hits him in the head, and yeah, it's a penalty, but there's no intent to injure there. I mean, that stuff happens.
It looked like he hunched up and leaned to the right and popped him in the head. That's what it looked like, real speed.
Real speed?
Just speed, regular speed.
Because real speed gets you high, baby. Taking the moon. Put your head in the clouds.
None of that fake stuff that's going around.
Real speed, baby. You'll be up for 5 days.
Well, speaking of real speed.
Something that takes me to the moon.
Speaking of real speed, here's someone who's extremely excited. David Pastrnak after the game.
Hey, what's up, guys? Back home. We're coming back. Good to see you guys in final. Conference final.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go, baby.
All right. So
someone's been watching Tom Brady too much.
Hey, ref. Check your voicemail. You missed some calls.
On top of that, there's a brand new comedy show that's coming out. It's called The Pasta and Chara Show. We're on Chara's Instagram last night. The two of them are all hanging out, and this is how it sounded.
Yo, what's up, guys? I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but unbelievable win. Big man. Penalty kills, unbelievable. Fucking love to be part of your team.
All right, maybe we beep that.
Yeah. Didn't someone say they loved Chara last night? Like there was a very like overly amorous thing. I read something that was like overly amorous. Oh, it was Chara talking about. I gotta find it, but it was like this. I love him.
It was Chara talking about somebody? Yeah, probably about Tuukka, right?
No, I don't think it was someone on the team. I don't think it was anyone on the team. It was just his. Great and cool.
Oh, Char was talking about somebody that had nothing to do with hockey?
I believe so. I should have wrote it
overly
down.
Overly amorous Char is something I'd actually like to hear.
Yeah, he was like, he's so good. It's nice. I like him.
I just like the two, like Pasta and Char together. Like, he's bouncing up and down. Like, Pasta
yeah, like, I'm on my toes. And then Char's like, this is good.
Yo, what's up, guys? I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but...
Okay, I'm going
to
cut it off before he swears again. But
hey, guys.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, ref. Check your voicemail. You missed some calls.
Now, the exact opposite...
Hey, guys. I got a bunch of boxes. I'm going to open them up. What's up, YouTube?
So, the exact opposite of that would be what Brad Marchand did yesterday. So, after the game, he was being interviewed on... Was this the TSN? I got to find out who this guy is that he was doing the interview with.
Is this on the ice?
This is on the ice. And this is a young dude who does, I'll pull up the guy's name. But he skates on over and does the post-ice, you know, the post-game interview on the ice, and here's how it went.
Thanks, Jim. Brad, you said after the third game of the series, there's no panic in the room. What can you say about the way your group handled the next three games and ultimately advancing to the conference final?
You did a good job.
No, Tuukka Rask was saying, this core isn't getting any younger. What do you make of the opportunity that lies ahead of you?
Been fun.
So I see where this is going here. I'll ask you one more about your line. It got back together. You had said the chances over there were just starting to bury it these last few games. What kind of zone are you three in?
We're good.
Thanks. Well, that was worth it, Jim.
Okay, so that is Sportsnet Kyle Bukauskas.
And by the way, another cool move from a lame team to sit there and everyone still stand up and congratulate them for losing in the second round.
They'd never won a playoff series before. This is the best team in Columbus Blue Jackets history.
Well, they were even saying that if this was in Boston, this would not have.
No, of course not. But this is the best team in Blue Jackets history. They don't know any better.
Well,
they don't know any different.
By the way, do you see that they had this like monument that they were showing in Columbus, and it was like, oh, this must be some old monument that's dedicated to like an old. You know, Civil War general, and then you go inside, and it's just Ohio State football. Like that's all they care about.
Here. Well, this guy, Kyle Bukauskas, people are saying, well, why was Brad Marchand so pissed at him? I guess right after game one when Marchand stomped on Cam Atkinson's stick?
Yeah.
Okay, so the beginning of game two, here's that same interviewer talking to Brad Marchand.
Did you manage to get your skate resharpened after Thursday?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I wasn't ready for that. So he's definitely playing with an edge.
So he just skated away from the interview after that. Like, Marchand was pissed at him, I guess, for asking him the question. However, that does not explain Brad Marchand's post-game press conference, which, you know what, maybe we'll do that after Wallach's headlines.
Take a break.
Because we will play it in its entirety. And I understand now there's a little bit of a justification out there for why he was so snippy to this dude from Sportsnet. But he was not good, nice to Hags. He was not nice to Ty Anderson. There's a lot, not Ty Anderson, a bunch of other guys who were there, a bunch of reporters. Anderson wasn't there.
Yeah.
He was snippy to him in game four. But last night, I mean, I the transcript can fit on a postage stamp.
Yeah, it's not a very long press conference. All right, we will be right back. First, the headlines.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Boyle over the line, high slot with Johansson to the high slot. Shoots, Bobrovsky to save, they score! Coyle and Johansson came across the line, crisscross, created some space for Marcus Johansson, and he hammers one by Sergei Bobrovsky at 2-0 Bruins.
98.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Brad Marchand, usually known for being gregarious with the media. You know, you see him before games, and he's bumping into people. They're playing a little bit of that soccer. And he's usually a guy that you could count on for being in a fairly good interview. And, you know, he's at our pucks and paddles. He always takes the mic. He busts some balls. He has some fun. But things have shifted dramatically during this series, which, listen, you win the cup, you can hit people in the face for all I care. But Brad Marchand, Rich, we played him being snippy with a Canadian reporter.
Yeah, which was interesting afterwards. Is there air?
Thanks, Jim. Brad, you said after the third game of the series, there's no panic in the room. What can you say about the way your group handled the next three games and ultimately advancing to the conference final?
We did a good job.
No, Tuukka Rask was saying, this core isn't getting any younger. What do you make of the opportunity that lies ahead of you?
It's been fun.
So I see where this is going here. I'll ask you one more about your line. It got back together. You had said the chances over there were just starting to bury it these last few games. What kind of zone are you three in?
We're good.
Thanks. Well, that was worth it, Jim.
All right.
I'm sorry, but I can't get over it. What is that dumb Blue Jackets crowd doing? I know they're saying CBJ.
CBJ.
They're all standing around like a bunch of idiots.
They've never made the second round of the playoffs before.
It's the second round.
I understand that, but for them, it's touching the sun.
It's a game six.
I know.
It's not like it was a quadruple overtime game.
Good job, good effort. Give everyone a high five on their way off the ice.
Several games in a row, and it's the second round.
Like, you should be gone.
You should be.
You should be trying to beat traffic.
I agree.
You should be walking to a bar.
Columbus is not exactly a hockey town.
No, but they're. It's a
they don't have the most educated fans. I would think.
I don't know. There's a mural to Ohio State football everywhere you turn.
My point exactly.
All right, so it's one thing to be snippy with the Canadian media.
Yeah, because that's a guy that I guess there was a history with in a game two.
But
he made a joke about sharpening your skate.
When it comes to the red, white, and blue,
this is strange.
You don't come after the USA, my friend. You respect American journalists. Oh, well, I'm sorry. United States, the Canadians get very upset. You respect the U.S. of A.,
mm-hmm.
especially Joe Haggerty, and especially if he has on a Star Wars-themed baseball jersey and a shell necklace. So, I mean, you got to respect that. So, Rich, this is his post-game presser.
Yeah, this is the post-game presser, I believe, in its entirety. So, let's take a listen. Brad Marchand afterwards.
How much energy can you guys play off of whenever he's making stops like that?
A lot. Did Tuukka look dented to you?
Obviously not.
Why the short answers, Brad?
Excellent.
How good does it feel? It's been a while since you guys went to the conference finals. How good does it feel to be back?
It's good.
Where'd you get that outlet?
China.
What was the difference from being down 2-1 in the series to winning the last third?
We won.
When Tuka is playing the way he is, how much does that help you guys out?
Do you have a bet on how few words you're going to say in this?
Let's be able to separate the way you guys are playing.
Haggerty's just trying to lighten the mood.
Well, he did say something. That question right there I thought was interesting because it was, is there a bet on how few words you're supposed to say?
Right.
And he said, maybe.
So Haggerty, listen, maybe Haggerty uncovered
He might have cracked the code there. I mean, because I could see them doing that. Now that part, because that makes, of all the things, that makes sense. Because he has no real reason to be pissed with the media there.
But, well, listen, Haggerty's lightening the mood. I mean, that's what he does. He comes into press conferences and he wears a clown nose and dances around.
He's the Patch Adams of the media row?
Patch Adams. Oh, Jesus. Patch Adams is such a movie in good taste.
Oh, man. He shows up with the clown nose.
Patch Adams is just such an exciting, grueling, inappropriate affair.
I just remember seeing that movie and going, whoa, the tone of this thing was just a complete swing and a miss.
Yes. The idea was it was supposed to pull on your heartstrings.
And it just made you go, ooey, ooey, ooey.
No, it's just like sick kids.
Well, no, that would have been one thing, but it was the way that Robin Williams like dealt with them. You're like, oh my
That's
God.
That's what I'm saying. It's sick kids and him like.
It was like, are you, dude, you are like manic.
Like, yeah. Well, Robin Williams, manic? But it was like the tears of a clown.
Let's be able to separate the way you guys have played on the road in the playoffs.
Hello.
You mean to be seeing an interesting team in the handshake line?
Is this one of the more solid professional wins that you've had in the postseason?
Not really, but it's a good one.
What do you think about Carolina?
Pretty good.
You've had to get a rest.
Yes.
Yeah. Happy to be out here with Cannon tonight.
Yes.
You feeling a little crispy tonight?
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Just because.
I've heard that term, feeling crispy.
Thanks, Marshy.
I've heard that term, feeling crispy, more in the past, like, 24 hours.
It's one of those Canadian terms, like greasy.
Yeah, oh, it's a greasy shot there. Oh, yeah, you're feeling crispy?
But if you had,
nice celly you got there after the goal.
Yeah. Mr. Leahy, Mr. Leahy's being all greasy. If you ever watch Trailer Park Boys, those are Canadian things. Just like if you read TSN.ca, everything's spelled wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Center is RE instead of ER.
Color. Isn't color with a U?
Like the band Living Color. Yep.
The band Living Color that had a massive shredder on guitar and Vernon Reed.
Yeah, defenseman with a C.
Yep.
Everything's crazy up there.
Somebody said, all right, are you idiots actually wanting one of their best defensemen suspended? Last I checked, I thought you were a Boston-based announcer.
We need Charlie McAvoy to be suspended for this game.
I do like the fact that they think that we're powerful enough that we can will our way right. into that making a judgment. That's good.
The people in New York
Second
are
of all, no,
us.
I would not want him suspended, but I am confused as to why he only got 2 minutes. When you've seen worse before.
You can't get a major, and you got to give him a game of conduct. JP, go ahead.
Gentlemen, good morning. Hey. You know, Pasternak and Chara are two wild and crazy guys. All we got to do is get the Yager in there, take him out on the town. It would be awesome.
Yager,
you know,
real quick, Yager's the guy that Chara was fawning on.
Oh, that's right. He was his sexy.
Okay. Okay. That was him. He was saying, he was, here it is. He said, I have a huge, I want to say, crush, but he was the guy everybody loved to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chara, come out. I know you're tall and ugly. Let's go. You get the Stamos's...
the runoff.
Yeah, you get the ones you don't want. Stamos, he's in the bedroom. All right, come out. Chara's here. I don't want... I don't know. Listen, Chara, give him a break. He's a nice guy. Chara, I take you under the dune buggy, but you're not going to fit. Please. My goodness. One more time. Just like that. He's the guy everyone wants to be. Of course. I'm hanging and banging, dude.
Hanging and banging?
Yeah.
Does he have a t-shirt that says that? I'd buy it.
Honest to God, can you not see a picture of Yager wearing that t-shirt? Come on.
Except it only have like one of the shoulder straps. The other one have been cut.
Well, for many years, all his shirts were pink with the sleeves cut off. Can you imagine like a Chara and Yager sitcom? And like it's like two best friends, and then Chara shows up with these rubbers and Yager shakes his head and goes, no, no, no. And then Chara comes up and starts jumping up and down with a pregnancy test. And Yager takes it and throws it out the window. He goes, no, no, no.
There's a knock on the door. Chara opens it up, and it's like this woman standing there, and she's got a baby in her hands.
And then Yager just goes and slams it shut.
No,
no, you just see him hiding behind a chair, and all you see is the mullet. Like at the side.
It's not mine.
It's not mine. Let's go to the hot tub. Adrian's Med's the wacky neighbor.
Adrian's a med.
Yeah, he's from Greece too.
Yes, of course.
He comes over.
And every once in a while, Yager lights him on fire just for fun.
No, that's Dave Coulier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, he's like, come on, Yager, let's go Regal Beagle. And he's sitting there with all these girls on his lap, and Chara's sitting there alone, just shaking his head.
And then there's like the wacky neighbor from next door, David Pastrnak.
What's up, guys? I took my skates off, so I have to go a little bit on my toes, but
the crowd just,
Pastrnak gets into it with someone at the Regal Beagle. So Yager takes a mirror and puts it in front of Pastrnak, and it shatters, and he cuts everyone.
The shards just go flying around
yes.
the room.
He's like, I have to think on my feet.
We got to make it happen.
Oh, sure, it'll be easy. Just get the two of them. He's the guy we all want to be on County Bang, so many ladies. All right, we'll be right back.
I've been avoiding talking about this, but we're going to have to.
It seems like my prediction is not real. Right. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
John Stamos comes over to the house for Chara and Yager are. And Chara's sick. And Yager's making chicken soup. And John Stamos comes in and he's like, we got to go to the Regal Beagle. And he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, I'm talking about twins. There's twins downstairs. I can't make it, dude. Sorry. The Greek freak. Stamos.
I'm hesitating talking about this.
No, they lost.
Just do it now. Get it over with.
Left-hand dribble pass. Jaylen Brown catches up to the basketball, lays it in, and not going to happen tonight.
Two birds coming out.
Well, the Boston Celtics have officially pissed me off. After blowing the doors off the Milwaukee Bucks in Game 1, they have been absolute no-shows in three straight games. Sure, Hayward only scored 2 points in his 27 minutes. Sure, Gordon, Rozier, Smart, and Baines combined for 7 points. Sure, Marcus Morris and Al Horford were the only ones who looked like they had a pulse yesterday. But none of those people talk crap on the rest of his team while telling everyone to calm down because he was a basketball genius who would show you what a god he was indeed in the playoffs and that we're all jackasses for believing otherwise. No, that would be Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving, who's been in a milk carton since game two. So this guy has been wrecking the heart of this team and single-handedly taking the most likable team in the city last year and turning them into the most hated. I think that is a fair assessment. Do you not, John Wallach?
It's not a good team to root for.
After all
and
of that.
Kyrie Irving made all of those crazy shots he was making during the regular season and the first round of the playoffs. And in game one of this series, he's not making now.
After all of that talk about the playoffs or why they brought me here, we'll be fine because I'm here.
Third quarter was his time last night,
Irving,
and he failed miserably.
He's shooting 19 of 62 in the last three games.
Yep.
19 for 62. Hey, Kyrie, that's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, who cares? Who cares? I'm a basketball player. You know, prepare the right way. Like I said, it's a little different when, you know, your rhythm is challenged every play down. You know, you're being picked up full court. You know, they're doing things to test you. You know, the expectations on me are going to be sky high. And I try to utilize their aggression against them and still put my teammates in great positions while still being aggressive. I'm trying to do it all. So, you know, for me, the 22 shots, you know, I should have shot 30. You know, it really not great.
Are you kidding me? Who cares? I love that. It's like,
yeah, who cares?
Well, your team does. Your fans do. The people that pay your salary. But even if you believe that Kyrie isn't actually dogging it and that he's just snake bitten, then how about Kyrie heading to the lockers with 9 seconds left in the game while he was still technically in the game, walking to the locker room while the game was still on, and he was indeed supposed to be on the court. He was asked about it afterwards.
You left the court a few seconds before your teammates, before the game was over. What did you think in those seconds going into the locker room?
The game was over.
It wasn't over. There were 9 seconds left. And you walked off the court. Terry Rozier said it better than anybody else in that interview he did with Chris Forsberg. As Kyrie's attitude goes, so does the attitude of the team. And you can see it. He's been an infection. And the reason that we've tolerated him for all this time and throughout this season is because of all that talk that in the postseason, he was going to turn it on. Don't worry. I got this. And all he has done is dogged it. And it's not that he was just missing shots. He wasn't hustling back. There was no heart in yesterday's play. And for the balls on this guy to call out the young players on this team at the beginning of the season, when it's guys like Jaylen Brown that have been bailing you out and guys like Jason Tatum who have had to try to, last night, he did everything he could to try to will this game back. And you got the balls to go out there and say that the game was over and leave the court before it's done. You took the torch on this. You said, I'm going to set the example. I'm going to be the man. You know what you've done? You've set the worst possible example ever. You're like Mola Ram in the goddamn Indiana Jones movies, and you've ripped the heart out of this team.
All right, two things. Don't swear and don't give references.
Well, that's the only thing I can think of is just ripping in there and just tearing the heart out. Because this team went from so likable, a team that scrapped, and even they may if they didn't have the talent, you know how much talent's on this team? You know what's embarrassing it is that they can't get it together?
Yeah,
it all starts with Kyrie.
A complete reevaluation of the way things are going to be for next year. I've always thought that Jason Tatum has kind of struggled to find his way this year because he's an alpha. He's a guy who can be a number one scorer. Well, I understand you don't feel this way, Fred, but I always have. He is an alpha. He is a guy that can be a team leader and a leader in scoring and carry the torch, but he's kind of had to try and find his way here in the playoffs and down the stretch because Kyrie Irving needs the basketball and Gordon Hayward needs the basketball and Al Horford has played very well. So Tatum's trying to figure out a way to kind of stay in the moment and help where he can, where in reality, I think he's got such a wide array of offensive moves that he can be good for 20 or 25 a game. Now you're in a situation where if the Celtics do not come back and win this playoff series, and the odds are overwhelmingly against that, but if they lose in five games, if they go to Milwaukee, they get blown out again, Danny Ainge has to sit down and look at this and go, okay, Kyrie Irving more than likely is going to leave after this season. We have to think about what we want to do moving forward. And maybe that's saying, okay, Jason Tatum, here are the keys to the car. Let's go and do it this way. Jaylen Brown, you'll be our number two or number three guy, which is, by the way, where I think Jaylen Brown fits in best. He's not a number one guy, but when not being forced to carry the torch, he is very, very good. And you've seen that in this series. And you move forward that way. You sign Kemba Walker. Maybe you say, okay, Terry Rozier, you're a point guard of the future, something along those lines. But I think we're at a tipping point here where everything may change.
I have been the biggest defender of this guy because I thought that this, the playoffs, it's all going to happen. All this talk, he's going to back it up. But it has been not even just that he's not making shots. Because as I said, people can get snake bit. I understand that a lot. It just looked like he wasn't even trying last night. To me, was walking off the court, 9 seconds
left.
It's
not a good look. I agree.
No, because he's the guy. Admittedly, Rozier said it. The team looks at him for his leadership. And as he goes, the team goes. And if that's the guy that's leading your team, I don't want him. And yesterday when they said that this could be his last time on the court, you know what? I felt a little bit of relief. I was like, you know what? Good. Addition by subtraction. And it's the first time I felt that way.
Now, we've talked about this before where you say, you know, most stars in the NBA, and we went down the list, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, Kawhi Leonard was a pain for San Antonio the last 7 months he was there. I mean, if you're going to get a great player, LeBron, whatever, if you're going to get a really great player, you're going to have to deal with a little attitude. And Antetokounmpo doesn't look like he has an attitude, but I think he's the exception to the rule.
If you commit to this guy for 5 years, you're crazy.
Let me finish. The difference here is none of those guys would have left before the game was over.
Nope.
That's the difference.
That was the moment. He sucked. I was pissed that he's not playing well. I hate that he talked it up and then he hasn't delivered. But the moment he walked off that court with 9 seconds left, I'm done.
Well, I mean, he's obviously humiliated. He obviously knows what he did. And he's trying to turn it around into like he's some badass.
Not so easy being the number one guy, is it, Kyrie?
Well, he's screwed up all season. All right, 617-779-0985. You can feel free to vent against Kyrie Irving. If you want him on the team or not, here are the headlines. There'll be no commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.